Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, the life. There is no other way to know God than through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is God. God become man, God become person, just like you, just like me, youngster, except He was all God as well. Holly, Alicia, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, I thought so. Nice to have you listening. Shenandoah, Maria, Honor, and Jamie, good to have you girls listening to We Kids this time. Hans, Heidi, Josiah, and Jubilee, greetings to you. Lacey, yes, I'm talking to you, Lacey. Nice to have you listening. Naomi and Lois, howdy to you. Miriam, turn up your radio a little bit, dear. We Kids is on the radio. Lucy, you sweet little kid, along with Brother Joey and Sister Jerry, thank you very much for the picture. I appreciate this, and it's nice to see your smiling faces. Speaking about smiling faces, Jordan, Jonah, Grace, Elijah, and Naomi, I'm thankful that you've sent this in. Candace and Rachel, greetings to you, and hi to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. God is big. How big? God is so big that to Him the nations are like a drop from a bucket, the Bible says. Can anyone be compared to Him? No. But as big as He is, He still loves us little people. Keep your radio right where it is, youngster, for more about Him. This is Christ-centered radio for little people and their families. We Kids! Praise God, who is the maker of all these beautiful, wonderful, glorious things around us.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Hey, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, did God make everything?
Oh, yes. He's the creator. That means that He made everything from nothing.
Wow. He made the whole world?
Mm-hmm.
And the sun?
That's right. He lit it.
And the moon?
And the moon. All part of God's handiwork.
Wow!
In fact, Nicky, God made the whole universe with planets and stars and galaxies so far out there that we're still discovering them.
God is big.
He has to be to make all this.
I'm sure glad that God is friendly.
Me too. God is loving and kind and full of grace, as well as very powerful. He made everything. And the Bible says he's the one who holds it all together.
Wow!
Nikki, this is where we're heading during today's Bible time, you know.
Is that next?
In just a couple of minutes.
I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, little guy.
Bye, Mr. Nick.
So long.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower that opens, each little bird that sings,
God who has made everything, and we praise him as the creator of all. Now we move on to Bible time. The Old Testament book of Isaiah chapter 40 is what today's Bible time is based on. This is not exactly the Bible, but this is about the Bible. When we look up into the sky, we see the strength of the Lord in his creation. God is never tired. He gives power to the weak and is able to give strength to all who trust him. To God, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. God sits above the circle of the earth, and compared to him, people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the skies like a curtain. He spreads them out like a tent to sit under. God, the Holy One, says, "Can you compare me to anyone? Is anyone equal to me? Look up to the skies. Who created all these stars?" He leads out their host by number. He calls all the stars by name. He is very strong and full of power, so not one of them is missing. Surely you know. Surely you have heard. The Lord is God who lives forever. He created all the world. He does not become tired or need to rest. No one can understand how great his wisdom is. The Lord gives strength to those who are tired. He gives more power to those who are weak. Even boys become tired and need to rest. Even young men stumble badly. But the people who wait for the Lord will become strong again. They will be able to rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run without needing rest. They will walk without becoming tired. Now, youngster, here's this good verse to remember, Isaiah 40, verse 22, and this is exactly what the Bible says. It is he, it is God, who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. Praise God, the maker of the universe. He is so big, so powerful. And yet he has reached down to us, and he loves us very, very much. And he's proven that by sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's himself, to teach us about knowing him. Just a little snatch of the gospel, kiddo. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and now, thank you, it's time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I promised some March leaders, Joey, Jerry, and Lucy. It's going to be, out of this happy household, Lucy today. The little kid can be the March leader. I know usually you're the follower, Lucy, but you're the leader this time. Also over here, Jordan, Jonah, Grace, Elijah, and Naomi. Thanks again for the picture. It's going to be Elijah. You're the March leader here. Can you do it? Yes, you can. And over in this friendly family, Shenandoah, Maria, Honor, and Jamie, I'm picking the little person this time. Jamie, another little person, but you can be the March leader? Yes, of course. And over here, Micah, I'm putting you ahead of Big Sister Bethany and Big Sister Rebecca, Sarai, and Rachel. Micah, you're the only boy, huh? All right, well, you got to be a leader this time. Sisters, follow your brother Micah, please. Gabriel, you're ahead of Jeremiah, Erica, Gregory, Zachary, Timothy, Emily, Michaela, and Travis. In this friendly family over here, yes, Gabriel, you heard it right. You're the March leader. Kiddos, please follow Brother Gabriel. And of this group of brothers and sisters, Katie, Jeffrey, Zoe, Seth, Samuel, and Andrew. Boy, this is a tough pick. Seth, I think you can do it. Seth is the March leader here. And Mama, Papa, please help me out with this. You know, I would love to pick a March leader from every family, but I just don't have time to go through all of these. So if I've missed your family, will you please pick a March leader for me? Thank you so very much. Rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you know these? And especially the one about watching out for the T-bone players? Okay, then. Let's march! And they're off! Easy does it, Seth. I think you're supposed to be a good example in this thing. Hello, Travis. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Christina, Aaron, Katie, Isaac, Rebecca, and Sarah. You're all off to an excellent start in this thing. You left. Keep those feet in time with the music, please. Hello, Caitlin. Here comes Leonel and Yanise marching by. Good marching style there, kiddos. Brooke and Holly, you're doing just fine. Here comes Lana. Melody. Caleb, excellent marching. Erica, knees up high, please. You're never too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Here comes Shannon. Third time around already. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Ian. Hello, Eliza. Eliza, big smile, huh? Yes. There goes a daddy. There goes a mommy. And an uncle. This is good for big people, too. All right, gently now, Jeremy. Zachary, not quite so high on the knees, please. Leanna and Joanna go marching by. Never too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March, I know. Watch out for the trombone players, Rachel. Here comes Hans and Heidi and Josiah and Jubilee. Sweet little Jubilee. In our wonderful Wee Kids March. Keep those feet in time with the music and knees up high all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Holly, make it a good strong finish, dear. Shenandoah, you can do this. You're supposed to be behind Jamie in this. Good marching! And you may be seated. This is Wee Kids. Glad to be part of
KeysForKids.net.
How good it is to sing praises to our God. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How good it is to give Him thanksgiving, singing loud and strong. Praises to our God. Lift up a melody, singing for our God. Lift up a melody, singing for our God. How good it is to lift up our voices.
Praises to our God. Yes. How good it is to sing praises to our God. He is so great. He is so kind. He is so loving. He is so merciful. He is so generous. Praise God for His loving kindness. It is forever. It is eternal. Ooh, thank you, Lord. That's the message of the Bible and the message of we kids as well. Have you heard it coming through loudly and clearly? I hope so. This is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids. May I share with you this encouraging letter from Genera, Ohio? Dear Mr. Nick, writes this mommy, we all like to listen to Wee Kids. We rarely miss a march. Great songs and great truth. May the Lord bless this ministry and use it to further His kingdom. We'll be praying. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this. Deanne, it's your turn.
Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
I have hidden your word, in your word, in your word in my heart. I have hidden your word.
Verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word.
I have hidden your word, in your word, in your word in my heart. I have hidden your word, in your word, in your word in my heart. That I might not sin,
that I might not sin,
that I might
Psalm 119, verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Good verse to know and a good verse to live. You're listening to We Kids with Mr. Nick. If you're like most kiddos, you have wondered what you're going to grow up to be. Ooh, that could be kind of scary. But God has it under control.
Tomorrow's fears, tomorrow's hopes, those days when I am low, so often make me want to ask, who is in control? Sometimes I think I've got it made, sometimes I'm feeling blue.
That's when I turn right back to Him. He says,
Master has a wonderful master plan for you, youngster. Are you listening? Are you following his word? Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Talk about his great, great love for us. And before that, Psalm 119, verse 11, are you hearing the word of God on this little radio program? And before that, remember Bible time? And about how big God is? And this good verse to remember, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. It is He, it is God, who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. Make you feel kind of little? Well, we are little people compared with God, who is so big. And yet He's gracious, and He's good, and He's kind, and He's loving. Do you know Him through His Son, Jesus Christ? I hope so. I pray so. This has been fun, and it's been good for your heart for the past half hour of We Kids. I hope that you've heard some things that you can not only hear, but do. Live it, youngster. Well, for the past half hour, this has been We Kids with Mr. Nick. Love to have you listening and marching and singing to the music. It's a good thing, isn't it? What is this? What is this? If I'm looking for a ride out of here, this is not a ride. This is a... Oh, no. Well, I might as well give it a try. Oh, God loves you, kiddo. And I love you, too. I truly, newly do. Bye now.